From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Take charge of your battery power with Optima chargers and maintainers. They allow users to revive deeply discharged units and provide enhanced performance for AGM flooded and lithium batteries. Take Optima's Digital 400 Plus. It features a digital battery type selector for Optima AGM, lithium, 12-volt auto or marine, power sport AGM or flooded batteries. It has a built-in energy saver and its LED screen indicates state of charge, charge voltage, and charging current. Optima Batteries, the ultimate power source. You can learn more at OptimaBatteries.com. It starts small, a drip, a low coolant light, a little steam. Then suddenly, your engine seized, your car's dead, and your repair bill is four figures. That's how fast a coolant leak can destroy an engine. K-Seal stops leaks. Just shake, pour, and go. The trusted formula seals leaks in your head gasket, your block, and the radiator, and does it all before they destroy your car. K-Seal is available nationwide at parts stores like Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at kseal.com, and remember what we always tell you. You don't just seal it, you K-Seal it.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. Remember, we record every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. You can call us right here. You can email us anytime. All that information is right there at thecarshow.com. Very easy to find. Right at the top of the first page. Can't miss it. Unless you actually try to miss it, then you could probably miss it. But you'd actively have to try to miss it, Dan. You know.
Well, Brian, come on. You think our listeners don't know that.
I know. I keep pushing. It's like, call us. Please, call us. Because whenever we get an email, and I love the emails, don't get me wrong, they're great, and the questions are great, and we're happy to answer emails. It's always better if you call, and Dan always has follow-up questions, and you can clarify anything. Much easier than me going, I don't know, it doesn't say that here, you know?
Well, and, you know, give them the basics too, Brian. Think about it. We need year, make, model, sub-model.
Mileage.
We don't necessarily need the color of the vehicle. That's not necessary.
But no.
Everything else is.
That's true. That's true. And sometimes there are actually follow-up questions that you have that, you know, an email can't answer. So it's good to call us. Head to thecarshow.com. Get the number. Give us a call. We're nice guys. We're easy to talk to. Well, Dan's easy to talk to.
There you go.
I saw it coming, so I headed you off, Dan.
Okay.
I want to remind everybody as we get started here that we're brought to you by the newly redesigned autobatteries.com, your one-stop source for information on vehicle batteries, including how batteries work, battery technology. There's even a battery selector to help guide you in your next battery purchase, all right there at autobatteries.com. And by Motorad, a longtime OE supplier offering innovative thermal engine management and evaporative emission solutions for nearly every ICE, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road today. You can find Motorad products at most fine parts stores, and you can learn more about that right there at motorad.com. I got an interesting email here, Dan, and I think just because I think a lot of people now are becoming way more budget conscious.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, this guy sent an email. He says he's had nothing but lemons for the past 10 years. He said with the current used car market, he somehow got a good deal on a 06 Malibu with 100,000 miles.
Had his mechanic check it out. Mechanic says everything looks good. He said, aside from high mileage oil changes, what are other maintenance routines and services to get the most life out of a used car? And what are things that not enough people pay attention to with a new used car that's new to them?
Well, here we go. We do not have maintenance history. Okay. Yeah. That's the sad part about it. You know, and what I always recommend to people too, there's many aftermarket companies out there that can do a vehicle history report. Mm-hmm. And if this person that owned that Malibu, we'll say for an example, took it to the dealer or, you know, some of the change oil play, mm-hmm. the oil change places, believe it or not, they'll have that on that report where you can see some of the maintenance that was performed.
Really?
So, you know, you may spend $30 or $40 for this report, but it'll give you a baseline. And sometimes, depending on where you go, the selling dealer will offer that report to you. And even though you may find a lot of vehicles on something that old, I doubt if the dealer is going to put any type of warranty on it, but it's money well spent, because if there's a hidden problem, or if you find out it was a salvage vehicle, for an example, it's mm-hmm. been underwater, who knows? You yeah. don't know. But let's go back to the basics. If it's new to you, even though it was inspected, I would do all the fluids. I would start off, of course, naturally, you know, fresh oil change, a transmission service and filter. I would do a brake fluid exchange and purge, because brake fluid is hygroscopic and it actually absorb moisture, and it can ruin a lot of the ABS, the automatic braking system components. If it has a power steering pump, some of these vehicles have electric steering, you want to purge and do the power steering. Cooling system flush, very, very important, because most manufacturers have a 5-year, 150,000-mile replacement on their maintenance schedule.
Right.
Bunched together, so you don't know. I mean, there's test strips out there that you can check the condition, but again, you know, I would always go, and especially if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can always go to an Advanced Auto Parts, and they would make sure that you got the proper peak coolant and antifreeze. In fact, a lot of the coolants there, again, you know, you got 5 years, 150,000 miles. The thermostat is so important also, because they only last between 20 and 25,000 cycles. And people think that this only happens during the winter months. No, it's continuous.
Oh, yeah.
They wear out. If it's stuck open, you'll consume more fuels. And, you know, I know for a fact that Advance does
yeah.
offer Motorrad products, and, you know, it comes with a housing and it's ready to go. Especially, you know, do it yourself or can do a cooling system flush or an exchange that comes down. But bottom line is, you know, look at the serpentine belt, the tensioner, that many miles, you know, a 20-year-old vehicle, you said a 2006, I would go, you know, at the same time with the Daco Serpentine Belt Kit, that's going to give you everything you need. Preventative maintenance after the cooling system flush. Here we go. We got a 20-year-old vehicle. Let's use K-Seal. You know,
I was going to ask about that.
Oh, yeah. Always on that old of a vehicle, because it's going to prevent future problems.
Well, let's talk about when we come back. Let's talk about with more people doing maintenance themselves. Let's talk about the kind of stuff they should do. And let's talk about stuff they shouldn't do when we come back. How about that?
That's great. Yes.
Planning a summer road trip? Well, Advance Auto Parts is here to keep you confidently on the road with free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation at most stores ensures you're never stranded by a dead battery on vacation. Free wiper blade installation helps maintain clear visibility in any weather, and free engine code scanning pinpoints potential issues quickly so you can travel with peace of mind. Drive safely this summer with Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at advanceautoparts.com. Diesel vehicle emission controls begins with proper maintenance and fluids, like DEF or diesel exhaust fluid, featuring a high-purity synthetic urea and deionized water used in SCR or selective catalytic reduction. Only Blue Def products are triple filtered, lab tested, and guaranteed pure to meet or exceed the strictest OEM standards. And Blue Def Platinum reduces the formation of deposits that build up in your diesel exhaust system. You can learn more at BlueDef.com. It's available at automotive, major retailers, travel centers, and wherever you fuel up. Take charge of your battery power with Optima chargers and maintainers. They allow users to revive deeply discharged units and provide enhanced performance for AGM, flooded, and lithium batteries. Take Optima's Digital 400 Plus. It features a digital battery type selector for Optima AGM, lithium, 12-volt auto, or marine, power sport AGM, or flooded batteries. It has a built-in energy saver, and its LED screen indicates state of charge, charge voltage, and charging current. Optima Batteries, the ultimate power source. You can learn more at OptimaBatteries.com. It starts small, a drip, a low coolant light, a little steam. Then suddenly, your engine seized, your car's dead, and your repair bill is four figures. That's how fast a coolant leak can destroy an engine. K-Seal stops leaks. Just shake, pour, and go. The trusted formula seals leaks in your head gasket, your block, and the radiator, and does it all before they destroy your car. K-Seal is available nationwide at parts stores like Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at kseal.com, and remember what we always tell you. You don't just seal it, you K-Seal it.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
I want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by CRC's new Brake Clean Foaming Brake Wash. It's fast braking, foam attacks grease, grime, and brake dust, providing three times more cleaning power from every can. Clean more, waste less, finish faster. You can learn more about that at crcindustries.com. And by Advance Auto Parts, when a warning light pops on, you can head to Advance Auto Parts for free engine code scanning. Their team will help you understand what's going on under your hood and point you toward the right solution. And it's all at no cost right there at Advance Auto Parts. I love that, Dan. I've done it multiple times with different cars. You just walk in and say, hey, I got a warning light on. He comes out, puts the scanner on, and they print it up, hand it to you so you can, you know, they're going to tell me what it is. I'm not going to remember that by the time I get home. So it's nice to have it printed out. That's like my way of remembering.
Right. And, you know, and keep in mind, too, a lot of people are unaware of this. Just because you get a printout, I don't care where you take the vehicle, it is a guideline. It's not necessarily what the problem is. You know, it may say it's a oxygen sensor, for an example.
Right.
And they identify the location and you purchase it. And then you say, whoa, wait a minute. The light came back on. Well, there's more to it. So, you know, many times, don't be shocked spending money to find out that wasn't the exact problem.
Yeah, they're pointing you in the right direction. You'll need a better technician than what they're going to be able to do there at Advance Auto Parts. I totally understand and agree with that. I wouldn't expect them to be, you know, out there working on my car. But they can get me in the right, I'm in the right church, but I'm not in the right pew just yet. They can get me
there. Right. So, you know, we talk about what, you know, everybody today with things that are going on, they're trying to be cost effective or budget friendly. We have to remember too, especially, you know, within the past month, I'm going to give you a lot of things that I ended up with. A lot of individuals will say, you know, I put new brakes on my car and I went to Advance. I bought all the parts that I needed, and I have a squeak or I have a grinding noise. I can't get rid of it. We have to remember, if you're going to do this yourself, and people say, "Well, I Googled it." You know what I look? You know what I look at that a little bit, and I don't know how the system works, but I know people get paid for how many times somebody looks at something.
Yes, they do.
Whether they're right or wrong, you know, so don't take, I only believe maybe 40 or 50% what I see on that. Okay. Yeah. But you know, you mentioned CRC in the beginning of the program or before we started a little bit. And that's where I want to step in, that if you are going to go to Advance Auto Parts, buy your rotors, your brake lining, your brake fluid, your CRC foaming brake cleaner, preparation is 99% of the brake service. So, you know, you want to make sure that when you go in there and you're going to do your front disc brakes on your Ram pickup truck and you're buying everything new, you're going to want to make sure that you lubricate the caliper pins. And of course, you know, again, I'm going to mention a bunch of CRC stuff here because, because everything's going to be on a shelf there. You want to make sure that when you pull them pins, that you're going to use CRC's Siliramic, ceramic fortified brake grease. So many times I have pulled this off by some of the consumers that brought their vehicles in. Mm-hmm. They use regular grease. What happens is that grease is a petroleum product, and it ends up swelling that rubber components and the calipers lock up. So you want to make sure when you do that, you know, you're using that proper brake system grease. And then when it comes down to, you know, the setting the pads on, you know, there's also a brake and caliper grease that's for the brake pads on the point where you just got done replacing the brake hardware, so that brake pad will slide back and forth easily. And of course, you know, you got to think about this. It's a high heat grease. During that brake service too, you want to make sure that all the, we'll say the face of the bearing, mm-hmm. the bearing hub itself is clean. And then of course, you know, you want to get all the rust off of that. And then of course, again, get your CRC brake clean and spray all that off and then assemble it. Because if you do the proper preparation, you will not have any noise come in. And backing up a little bit too, we have to remember that it's so important to use the brake clean on them rotors, because when you buy them, they have a grease, not a grease, but a coating that's yeah. on these to protect them from rust. You have to make sure you clean both sides of that really well and wipe it off, because what can happen is that can be transferred onto your brake pad. And another guide too, and I know, Brian, the way you are with your car, you're a stickler. So, you know, you just did all your brakes. People, you know, they did everything right and they bought the CRC products, and then they come back and say, you know what? I've got that brake noise back again. Guess what it could be? They buy their tire dressing that has a silicone base yeah. to it, and they spray it on the tire. Well, guess what? When they're spraying it on that tire and wiping it off, it sprays onto the brake rotor, to the brake pads. And then what you end up having is that will attract dirt. So always when you use this product, make sure you put it on a rag first and then wipe your tire instead of spraying on it, because the contamination, even if you do it right. So that's right. part of the problem. And that's a big thing, because most of the do-it-yourselfer services are going to do replacing brakes. It's going to be flushing the cooling system. It's going to be the oil changes, things like that. And so, you know, my saying is there's always enough time, not enough time to do it right, but always enough time to do it over. And that's yeah. what you don't want to do. And you know, and again, if you do buy your parts from Advanced Auto Parts, we know you have quality components. So that's what I see. And even buying a used car, Brian, we talked about that before the show,
yep.
you know, do your research before you buy it. Even if it says it had the dealership's 100-point inspection, you know, do it again.
Yeah, get somebody to do it for you, who you trust, who you know will do it the right way.
Right. And, you know, I call things, too, when you buy a used car from, you know, we'll say off the lot, for an example, I call it lot rot. A lot of these vehicles don't sell right away, and they sit around on a lot. Hey, if you don't use a car, things happen.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And you know, even when you're buying a car too, if you can see the battery and it's nearby, there's a date coding on a battery. And normally it's a round little sticker that'll show the month and year. I mean, it may sound like nothing. Oh, that's okay. I'll buy that battery. Well, believe it or not, if it's a type of battery that is used in a start-stop technology vehicle, it could be a $300 battery. And $300 can be very negotiable when you're making that used car purchase. So, you know, do your homework and do-it-yourself stuff. You know, like we stated, you may not be able to do the brake fluid purge. The cooling system, most likely you can do, but I would always do some research, because even if you would go and buy that Motorrad thermostat and you're ready to go replace it, then you find out it's under the intake manifold and you have to pull the intake manifold to put it on. That's something you can't do. So
yeah.
do your homework first. and do a little research. Again, you know, you can Google it. And if anything, if it says, you know, it takes 2 to 3 hours to replace it, maybe you don't want to do that, because I know most do-it-yourselfers, if a professional can do it in 2 hours,
yeah,
it may take someone like you 4 hours or 5 hours
or more.
To do.
Correct. Yeah, that's the other thing I was going to say. When I am the king of let me Google this, let me see what it looks like online before I dig into it. And I always have to remind myself, because you get into it, it's like, oh, it took him 5 minutes. Well, he's editing that video. He's not showing you the hour that he did it, because it's not going to be very interesting to watch him take off, you know, 8 bolts, you know, on a video. So he's got to edit that out and say, oh, I just did this. So you have to account for editing. And then I've said this before. It's one of my favorite Clint Eastwood lines. A man's got to know his limitations. And I'm the king of, can I do that? And if I can't, then I got to pay somebody. I'm going to walk away, because all I'm going to do is make it worse.
Yeah, Brian, it also buying a used car, take a look at the tires. Even though they have tread on them, there's also a Julian date code on that will show.
Right.
Tires that are 6 to 8 years old, place. So all of this negotiable, you know, when purchasing a used vehicle.
Sure, sure. And why not? And why not get the best price you can? I mean, that only makes sense. Planning a summer road trip? Well, Advance Auto Parts is here to keep you confidently on the road with free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation at most stores ensures you're never stranded by a dead battery on vacation. Free wiper blade installation helps maintain clear visibility in any weather, and free engine code scanning pinpoints potential issues quickly so you can travel with peace of mind. Drive safely this summer with Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at advanceautoparts.com. Diesel vehicle emission controls begins with proper maintenance and fluids, like DEF or diesel exhaust fluid, featuring a high-purity synthetic urea and deionized water used in SCR or selective catalytic reduction. Only Blue DEF products are triple-filtered, lab-tested, and guaranteed pure to meet or exceed the strictest OEM standards. And Blue DEF Platinum reduces the formation of deposits that build up in your diesel exhaust system. You can learn more at BlueDEF.com. It's available at automotive major retailers, travel centers, and wherever you fuel up.
The Car Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Want to remind you that we are brought to you in part by Dorman Products and their power window regulators and motor assemblies, featuring cable guides, protective sheathing, and an upgraded plug-and-play smart motor. This Dorman OE Fix reduces stress on your cables. It resists reel binding and calibrates seamlessly to your vehicle. Learn more about that right there at DormanProducts.com. Dan, we've got an email here. This is from somebody who's right in my wheelhouse. It says, first and foremost, I know very little about mechanical things. I recently changed my battery and thought that was quite an achievement. Like, so me and him, we're on the same page here. Says he just bought a 2010 Subaru Impreza. Doesn't give me the mileage, but he says it's been sitting for roughly for a year and a half, and there's a quarter of a tank of gas in it. He said he bought a cheap siphon pump, can't get it in. He said it goes in about 2.5 feet, and it's hitting something. He wants to know, can he dilute it with new gas, or should he just keep attempting to try to get the siphon into the tank?
Well, first of all, it's going to be almost impossible to siphon a fuel tank, because there's a thing that's called a rollover valve on all vehicles that if it ends up on its side or upside down, it keeps the fuel in the tank. So here's what I would do in that situation. Mm-hmm. Year and a half, it was not running, quarter tank of fuel. I would start off with going to Advance Auto Parts and buying some gasoline extreme. And what it is, it's a fuel system cleaner. We want to get it in there as soon as possible before you put fresh fuel in it, so he can keep the existing fuel there. Then I wouldn't fill it up. I wouldn't fill it up totally. I would say maybe purchase 5 gallons. That should be enough to dilute it down.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing here, a year and a half, I doubt very much that the battery is going to be any good unless he had a battery tender on it or a charger. So he can always go to autobatteries.com. He can go through that site. He can figure out exactly what batteries needed for that vehicle. What I like to do, and I recommend to my customers, buy something equal or above. So if it has a lead acid battery, that may be time to go to an AGM style battery. You're going to spend more money, but you're going to have the cranking power, and it's also going to last longer. And then when he makes an attempt to start it after doing all this, the fuel, the gasoline extreme, he can then turn the key on. Then turn it off, turn it on, and then turn it off. And what that does, keep in mind that, you know, the fuel that's in the fuel injectors at that time, you can't really flush that out, but that your vehicle has a, what we call a return system where the fuel will circulate. Then when it starts, do not accelerate, do not push in, you know, and let it idle. Let it idle to the point that until it reaches operating temperature. But there's one key that I forgot to mention here. Before you even do that, of course, everybody knows we have to check the rest of the fluids, like the engine oil, the power steering, you know, the coolant, and let it idle to operating temperature. Then when you get it that far, then you can drive it. And depending on where it was stored, you may notice that you may have some brake pulsation because of the rust that has formed on the brake rotors, you know, and drive it moderately, but you should be okay at that point.
And even, I would imagine even the tire sitting a year and a half might have some.
Pressure. Yeah. But in many cases like that, that's pretty obvious too. I would assume if that person looked down and they seen that the tires were halfway there because it's being flat, you know, it's definitely that point, but most people are aware of that. But again, it's the starting version of a vehicle that's been setting for a while.
Yeah. And putting the gasoline extreme in there, I wouldn't have thought about that. I would have thought this guy, maybe I just put fresh gas, but that makes perfect sense. The gasoline extreme is going to absolutely help that and clean it up at the same time.
Yeah, and of course, all these products, you know, whether he needs to buy a battery or, you know, the gasoline extreme or anything that he needs, you can get that right at Advanced Auto Parts. That's the neat thing about it. All his chemicals and service needs for his vehicle can be there. And if you don't know, you know, again, you know, the people behind the counter are pretty well trained.
If you don't know, you just ask them. They'll tell you.
Right.
Exactly. I have yet to go into an Advanced Auto Parts, and I've been into it several times where they weren't able to help me. You know, I've never had that happen. They're always, here's what you need, here's what you could do, blah, 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 you know.
Well, you know what it was like? No. When I walk in there, it's like I just walked into a new car dealership and all the salesmen start running up to you.
I've never had that, but I think they recognize me and they go, oh, no, it's this guy again, and they all run away from me.
Well, hey, Brian, they probably think you're a secret shopper. You don't know.
just a shopper, no secrets.
But you know, we solved hopefully that person's problems. But you know, what I've been seeing more and more in the shop too, and it always about this time of the year is that, you know, there's a difference between cool and cold. And on the East Coast, where we're at, we're supposed to have temperatures up in the 90s coming up. Actually, it's going to be warm for the next couple of weeks. So a little bit before summer, check your air conditioning now. You know, put it on a recirculation mode and, you know, get yourself a, you know, one of these inexpensive thermometers that you can put into the vent and monitor, you know, the temperature coming out of the vents. It's so important. Things we forget about too, that can restrict the air conditioning operation is a cabin air filter that's been neglected, that's partially plugged. So many times, in fact, I've had a vehicle in the shop this week that 110,000 mile 2018 GMC Sierra that I couldn't believe this. He was complaining about a little bit of an odor in the vehicle after he was running the air conditioning. When I pulled that glove box back and I took the little lid off, I could not believe the amount of debris that really had to take a vacuum out the housing. And then, of course, you know, what I've noticed is that up at the cow, it's not garaged the vehicle. And parks underneath trees because it was loaded with anything and everything you can think of. So, you know, make sure that that cabin air filter is checked. And the good news is a lot of the manufacturers, in fact, you know, even at Advance Auto Parts, they'll ask you, do you want a standard filter or do you want a, you know, an enhanced filter?
Yeah, HEPA like filter.
HEPA filter, yeah. Which, you know, that if you have allergies and whatever, that's good to do. But so important to check that AC. And then, in fact, on that same truck, another reason why I brought it in was because that he said, you know, I turn this thing on and off and move it around. I hear this clicking noise behind the dashboard, a ratcheting noise. Well, sure enough, you know, that because of that cabin air filter being plugged, right above that cabin air filter is what they call a recirculation door. That's the door that when you, I don't know how your vehicle is, but some of them will have, you know, max air, or some of them will have an aero, or some say recirculate.
Recirculate, yep.
Well, if you get down to the point that you have your heater blower motor there and it's pulling down, the air comes from the top from that recirculation door dropping back down, that puts a lot of stress and strain on the heater blower motor and also on that door. So, and we know that door ratchets back and forth, you know, to let the outside air in or keep the interior air inside the vehicle.
Yeah.
So important. But the good news is, it again, you know, calling Advance, Dorman Products offers an OE fix on that. In fact, this will be, I always say it's either equal or better to what your original equipment has out there. And it was in stock, it was inexpensive. And when I did the change of the cabin air filter at the same time, I was able to reach in there a little bit at it because there's not too much room, but I was able to replace that blend door or recirculation door actuator.
Yeah, and that's an important thing too. When you're at the parts store, there's always the really good part, and there's always the really cheap part. And I think, you know, I never fail to point out to people, you get what you pay for. If you're buying the thing that's really cheap, it's probably not going to last very long, and it's probably not going to be as good as the one. And I think a lot of people learn that the hard way. I know I have.
Yeah,
you got to buy the good part. You know, buy the Dorman part. Don't buy, you know, Bob's blend door motor, you know, blend door actuator.
Well, and keep in mind, too, that, you know, a lot of these, I have a lot of customers that will say, well, I've seen it on Amazon for this amount. But, you know, I'll tell you what I've experienced buying automotive parts. It's one thing buying a plastic cap for your valve stem on your tire.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to buying any type of electronic parts, or we'll say a fuel pump module or anything, if there's a problem and you try to send it back, I mean, the customer, you know, tried to help them out. I did order something on Amazon and the thing failed. And you know what they said? Call the manufacturer. We have nothing to do with it. So this is one of the items I couldn't return it back. So that's why you want to buy, you know, from an Advance Auto Parts store because of the warranties. And if there is a problem, you take it back instead of, you know, why tie your car up for another week waiting for a part?
Exactly. And it just, it seems easy, but a lot of people will go a long way to save that extra dollar.
Yes.
We'll be back right after this.
Take charge of your battery power with Optima chargers and maintainers. They allow users to revive deeply discharged units and provide enhanced performance for AGM flooded and lithium batteries. Take Optima's Digital 400 Plus. It features a digital battery type selector for Optima AGM, lithium, 12-volt auto or marine, power sport AGM or flooded batteries. It has a built-in energy saver and its LED screen indicates state of charge, charge voltage, and charging current. Optima Batteries, the ultimate power source. You can learn more at OptimaBatteries.com. It starts small, a drip, a low coolant light, a little steam. Then suddenly, your engine seized, your car's dead, and your repair bill is four figures. That's how fast a coolant leak can destroy an engine. K-Seal stops leaks. Just shake, pour, and go. The trusted formula seals leaks in your head gasket, your block, and the radiator, and does it all before they destroy your car. K-Seal is available nationwide at parts stores like Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at kseal.com, and remember what we always tell you. You don't just seal it, you K-Seal it.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by Standard. Blue Streak by Standard is focused on giving technicians more improvements over the OD designed to address known flaws, or more components in the box to make it easier to do that job right. You can learn about that right there at standardbrand.com. Got a little email here, Dan. Here it is. A person has a 2016 Hyundai Accent hatchback. And they said they're having a weird issue. Said, started a few weeks ago. It's a sudden power loss while they drive. Said it feels like the car goes into limp mode. Very low acceleration, and the check engine light goes on. First trip to his mechanic, they replaced the PCM, and the issue went away for about 3 days, came back. Second visit to the mechanic, they replaced the throttle body and the accelerator pedal. Again, about 3 days, and the issue returned. They said the codes he's seen are P2127, which is a throttle pedal position sensor is low, a PO642, which is a 5-volt reference voltage low, a code, a PO193, which is a fuel rail pressure sensor high, and a PO455, which is an EVAP large leak. He goes, when this issue happens, it seems like something, quote, disconnects while he's driving. He's wondering what else he can do to solve this problem.
Well, Brian, I'll tell you what. You know, this is a very, very common problem in a lot of vehicles. Where the service codes are coming in, you know, you always have like a main code first and then codes following that. But what got me on this one, it was pertaining to the fuel system about the high voltage for the pressure sensor. That's critical because that engine is a gasoline direct injected engine. In other words, it uses a high pressure pump and the fuel is sprayed through the injectors right into the combustion chamber. In other words, it never hits the intake valves. So what can happen over time, especially with ethanol fuels, there can be a buildup of carbon that forms on top of the piston, which I guarantee you that it's there. And with this carbon that forms on top, it displaces area. In other words, so if we have a buildup on top of the piston, we'll say the compression ratios, and I'm exaggerating here, we'll say it's 9 to 1 compression ratio. What if it raised it to 10 or 10 and a half because of this buildup? And you got to remember, there's not, when that piston's all the way up, there's not that much room in there when it compresses to produce the, you know, the power, the heat transfer. So what could be going on then? That's where all these sensors take over. So I would start off, even if it doesn't problem, it may make it better, but, and this is what gets me, they're changing all these components and the problem comes back. So it could be, yes, a problem with the high pressure pump, but most likely if we end up, if the shop or even this person, simple process to do, CRC offers a service pack, a kit, and what it is, it has everything in the box that you would need. It's called a GDI service kit.
Yeah, GDI service kit.
Right, and what it is, it's a complete performance rejuvenation pack. And what you'll get in this, you'll get everything to clean the mass airflow sensor. You'll get everything to clean the throttle body. The most important thing is that aerosol can that is the intake valve deposit cleaner. It's an intake valve deposit cleaner and also a turbocharger cleaner. So you do the cleaning. After you do the cleaning with the intake valve and turbo cleaner, you let it set for an hour for a hot soak. This way it can help dissolve all these deposits that form. So in the meantime, what are you doing? You're cleaning the mass airflow sensor. You're cleaning the throttle body. Then you're taking that special little funnel they give you. If you do have a gas cap where you just push the nozzle in, which you're familiar with that.
I'm very familiar.
You can take, and then what you do is you pour in the fuel system cleaner. And then by the time you're done with the hot soak and the cleaning and everything else and get it all done, then you're going to give it a road test. And this way, the road test is going to take and thermal shock everything that forms in that combustion chamber. And it's minute. Don't worry about plugging up your exhaust system or your catalytic converter or anything like that, because the cleaners itself, too, will also clean the catalytic
Yeah.
Drive it and see what happens. So that's going to be the key here. And of course, you know, you can go to Advanced Auto Parts, buy the kit, do it yourself. Or if you can't, the servicing shop that's been doing all this work for you, have them perform that service and give it a little bit of time and see what happens. Then again, you may notice a difference in idle stability and how it starts sooner. So the get up and go is going to be better. It lowers tail.
Yeah.
So across the then concentrate and see what comes back in service codes. And they may find out that it is a problem with a high pressure fuel pump for that gasoline direct injected engine.
Yeah, but if you do all the cleaning and chemistry first, number one, you've saved yourself probably a little bit of money and maybe some time.
Well, not only that, fuel economy.
Yeah.
Money you spend on that kit, I mean, it's just a phenomenal thing.
Right. It's not going to hurt anything.
And what you'll get to, Brian, and a lot of people, you know, don't want to, you know, oh, I got to read every one of these little cans. No, you don't. Bottom line is you'll get the GDI service pack, direction service.
Yeah.
The paperwork that comes with it. And it gives you that step-by-step, what you need to do. And, you know, again, just like anything with chemistry and all that, it's not instant in the sense of you'll notice a difference right away after you do the cleaning of the intake valves and the top of the pistons and that. But it's a little bit of time to have the chemical that you poured in the fuel tank. Give it a little bit of time and you'll notice. And let's see what happens. In fact, make a notation on that to see what kind of feedback we get about if it did make a huge difference and if it totally solved the problem.
Right. And if you can solve the problem yourself without having to go back to mechanic again and again, that's a win. In my book, that's a win. You know?
Yes. It's always a win. So
we were talking earlier about coolant, refrigerant, I guess, not coolant, refrigerant in your car. I have a question for you. If I need to have my system recharged, there are kits you can buy I've seen them at the big box store that I shop at all the time, and they have them where I could do it myself. Is it better to do that, or is it better to take it and let somebody who actually knows what they're doing, not me, look at the refrigerant and check it themselves? Would it better to go to a place or do it myself?
Well, here's what you got to look at. How much are you adding? Okay, first of all, the refrigerant, you shouldn't lose it out of your vehicle. It's like your refrigerator at home. You don't give it a recharge every year. Mm-hmm. So that normally, if you have to add, there's a leak somewhere. So in that case, if it's a lot low, like if your air's not blowing cold at all, mm-hmm. I would recommend taking it somewhere where they can evacuate and test. They'll use an ultraviolet dye and put it in the system, charge it, and then drive away. And then the good news about this is that the dye's in the system, it's going to pinpoint where that little leak is at. Now, if it comes down to the point you have an older vehicle, and it's cool but not cold. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can buy one of these service kits because it is reusable. You can store it, put it on the shelf after that. It'll have what we call a go, no-go gauge, where it'll have a red and a yellow and a green. And, you know, you may only need 6 ounces or 8 ounces of refrigerant. So, you know, two different scenarios there.
Okay. I wondered, I saw them the other day, and I thought when you were talking about refrigerant, like, which would be the better thing to do? Try to do it myself or take it to a professional?
Yeah. Well, if it's cool.
Depends on the situation.
You do it yourself. If it's dead, then a professional.
Perfect. Excellent. Another good week in the books, Dan. We will do it next week. Until then, have a safe driving week ahead. Planning a summer road trip? Well, Advance Auto Parts is here to keep you confidently on the road with free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation at most stores ensures you're never stranded by a dead battery on vacation. Free wiper blade installation helps maintain clear visibility in any weather, and free engine code scanning pinpoints potential issues quickly so you can travel with peace of mind. Drive safely this summer with Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at advanceautoparts.com.
Diesel vehicle emission controls begins with proper maintenance and fluids, like DEF, or diesel exhaust fluid, featuring a high-purity synthetic urea and deionized water used in SCR, or selective catalytic reduction. Only Blue DEF products are triple-filtered, lab-tested, and guaranteed pure to meet or exceed the strictest OEM standards. And Blue DEF Platinum reduces the formation of deposits that build up in your diesel exhaust system. You can learn more at BlueDEF.com. It's available at automotive major retailers, travel centers, and wherever you fuel up.